Legislation passes in committee as Louisiana races to become 28th constitutional carry state. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 22, 2024. The Louisiana Senate Judiciary C Committee passed constitutional carry legislation on a 6-1 vote Tuesday. Following Governor Jeff Landry's, R., pledge to sign carry legislation if it reaches at his desk. The legislation is Senate Bill 1. The NRAELA reported that SB 1 strengthens the right to self-defense in Louisiana by recognizing the right of any law-abiding adult who is at least 18 years old to carry a concealed firearm without first having to obtain government permission. The Daily Iberian noted that Tuesday was the second day of a special session focused on crime and law enforcement issues. State Senator Blake Meekes, R., sponsored SB 1, saying, "Crime is rampant. We are offering law-abiding citizens limited options to defend themselves and their property." The solitary no vote against constitutional carry came from State Senator Regina Barrow, D. There are currently 27 states in which constitutional carry is the law of the land. Those states are Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.